Hey everybody, it's Celine
and TJ,
and we're back for another episode of
TJ and Celine Nerd Out to Nerdy Things. Wicka wicka what? Yep. Wow wow wow. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know. The audience goes wild.
That was.
Thank you to you as well, sir.
Thank you.
We're back, and we're talking about things today, and it's not just one thing, it's not two things, it's not three things, it's not four things, it's five things. I'm going to go through the list really quickly to get you guys on our agenda.
Okay? I'm amped.
TJ's been ready for this episode.
I've been waiting.
Okay, first thing we're talking about is arranged marriage and why it happens. Second thing we're talking about is why Vladimir Putin is still alive. Feeds into arranged marriages. Russia, you understand. Sorry. Not sorry, but sorry. Three, we're talking about shoe sizes and what they really mean in your zodiac chart. Four, we're talking about the size of your foot and does it correlate with anything? Number five, my favorite, the final one.
I'm so excited.
No, this is like the cherry on top of the sundae.
Cream of the crop.
Oh, we're talking about pharmaceutical companies.
You had me sold at the first one. And arranged marriages.
There's so many things. Now you wonder why these things. There is a reason. There's a method. There is madness. We're not actually talking about any of this.
It was as new to me as it was to you. The fact that you came up not with one. I struggle. I'm on the struggle bus just to come up with one. Now you didn't come up with one. You came up with five different ones to talk about. And that was just like on the fly.
It was very on the fly. I was like, you could probably see the panic in my eyes as I was moving on to the second thing. I was like, and number two.
I mean, that was like, fuck around and find out.
It really was. I was like,
your guess is just as good as mine about what we're going to talk about.
I was like, I don't even know what I'm going to say next. So yeah, I'm not even going to go as normally what we would do is we would, you know, branch off, talk about the topic at hand. I just list off five topics that I have no intention of branching off on.
Nor do I know anything about them.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, arranged marriage is kind of. Vladimir Putin and why he's still alive. Maybe. I don't know. And feet and zodiacs.
You know?
Yeah, no, I have no idea. So we're really not going to actually, like, branch off and talk about any of that stuff.
Because I don't know how to.
Like, pharmaceutical companies, what am I going to say? Do I look like a bitch? You know what? I do love my pills. My, like, given, like, my health, like, that sounded bad.
Insert Agatha Harkness wink.
Yep.
I always want to call her Agatha Christie.
I always do it, too. No, we're not actually talking about that. It was a very short intro.
A very short-lived intro, which, I mean, are serious topics, but I don't know how you go on about them.
I don't know how I went from one to the other right then and there. I don't know. The brain of Celine is like a visual pinwheel, and sometimes you throw the dart and it lands where it lands.
It is an ocean with many depths. And
Mariana's Trench, who? Me. I'm Mariana's Wench.
Yes.
We are talking about something real exciting, and I don't know why I'm in like a weird like voice mode of like talking like a radio podcaster. Next up, TJ, what are we talking about?
Back to you, Celine.
Well, TJ, thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'm here all week. Yeah.
What are we actually talking about this week?
Are talking about, and I hope this doesn't get us flagged or anything, but I'm going to just do it because
because
it's not our sound.
We're not famous enough.
So I'm just going to do it. We're here to talk about what?
Stop working.
So, if you didn't know, that sound.
We're talking about Twilight.
Yes, back to you, Spider Monkey.
Negative Ghost Rider.
The, sk- skin of a killer, Celine.
Now, Loco, where you at?
Oh. So many cringy moments, but so much fun.
We're not talking about any of those. We're talking about, you guessed, if you didn't guess it and you really took me at my word, then you're stupid. I'm sorry. I said it. We all said it.
Yeah.
What are we really talking about, DJ?
So, we saw a movie last night that we, I don't want to say we've been waiting for, but we've been waiting for. Like, it was never one that I considered to ever be on my radar.
No.
Because
it was always the best kind.
Because Nintendo was pretty, like, vehemently adamant that they were never, ever getting back into movies and or any sort of entertainment other than video games.
Since their flop of 93.
Yes, the Super Mario Brothers movie, which, if you've seen it, it's
abysmal.
It is not great. It has really very little. I get what they were trying to do. It didn't work. It has very little to do with the actual Mario world. And
honestly, doing a live-action Mario movie, while, like, in theory sounds cool, in, like, practice is, like, very weird. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't...
Yeah.
Like, Toad and Yoshi and Bowser and, like, it doesn't translate.
So, like, when you really sit and think about Mario...
Yeah.
It's freaking weird. When you think about it.
Yeah.
But it works in a video game.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yep, this makes sense. He's, you know, a monkey that's called Donkey Kong has kidnapped a princess, human princess, and a little plumber who is apparently from New York has to rescue her. Like, it sounds so bizarre. Yeah,
and there's a giant turtle that's really, really evil.
Yes.
That has, he's extremely large. Like, it's exponentially large for turtles, but he has a bunch of little turtles.
He wants to marry the human princess Peach.
Yeah, which, like, how does that work? I don't know. Questions I've never had before. But then you have them and you're like, oh, why would you do a live action?
Right. So, like, when you sit and think about it, it's really weird.
Just, like, the whole, all of Mario, like, every single game, every single thing you've ever played, in, like, concept, hindsight's 2020.
Yeah.
They're super weird.
Yeah. But they work.
Even, like, Space Odyssey, the Lumas.
Yeah.
Which, like, I actually never played, but I watched a ton of videos on the Lumas when they came out. And I thought they were just, like, I still, to this day, I told Mason, I was like, I want a Luma Lee pillow, because that depressed little star is me.
It is existential crisis.
I love that star.
Uh-huh.
Just, like, it's just, like, crazy. Like, that's a dark-ass fucking character.
Who's, like, funny because he's actually very bright. Like, yes. Luminescent-wise, very bright. And he's just a very dark character.
Love the movie. It sounds like shit I would say. I mean, I would say it as a joke.
Yep.
But, like, it sounds like shit I would say. Like, oh, the sweet death.
Yep, sweet mercy of death.
Sweet mercy of death. Like, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yep.
You crazy little... Bitch, I love you.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a super weird world. Each world is almost weirder than the next.
Yeah. I mean, the first world is literally mushrooms.
Mushroom Kingdom.
Like.
That has a human princess.
Right. Like.
Who is she?
Were they doing mushrooms when they created the world?
Why did they, what does the human, they never, like, they explain in the movie a little bit, but they never explain why Peach was ever Peach.
Or how the even Mushroom Kingdom came into existence.
No.
But it did. And it. So for this movie, it works, I think.
It works really well.
But.
It works really well.
We're going to talk about all that. But. So yeah, we saw the Super Mario Brothers movie. And it was so good.
It gave me feelings. Mason's obsessed with Nintendo. Mason even got teary-eyed.
Yeah.
The song we played for you in the very beginning, the movie began that way.
Yeah.
And Mason, I looked over Mason, he looked at me, he goes, oh my God, I gotta keep it together. And I was like, I know, but it doesn't it call to your child? Like,
yes.
Your inner child a little bit? You're like, oh.
It, yeah.
That is actually kind of what I want to talk about, is each moment that, like, regurgitated a piece of my childhood for me in the movies, because everyone has different Mario memories, which is what we'll call them from now on, our trademark, Mario memories.
We are the Spice Girl generation with Mario memories.
Thank you. By the way, guys, I announced this on my Facebook. I will only be referring to myself as the Spice Girl generation. If you call me a millennial, I will not answer. I'll be like, oh, you're a millennial? I'll say, no, I'm not.
I'm part of the Spice Girl generation.
Yeah, I'm the Spice Girl generation, baby.
Yep.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
You know what they call me? Old Spice.
I wish. They call me scary sometimes.
Well, that's already taken. I'm trying to think of a different one. I don't know.
I know, I can't either. I was going to say depressed spice, and then I was like, that's not sad spice.
Chamomile spice.
We're just paprika spice.
She's spicy.
And chili powder. Sorry, I'm done. So, yeah.
Oregano spice.
So Mario memories for the Spice Girl generation. They're like, it was funny because Mason sat in the middle because Mason knows a lot of like, a lot of facts about the Mario movie, like throughout the movie. And I knew he would because he just knows a lot of that stuff. He's very hyper fixated like I am.
Yeah.
As you are too.
Yeah. Well, I think he was surprised about how much I knew.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because he'd be like, oh, like, what, that, what is, whatever. I'm like, oh, that's from this game. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no. He said afterwards, he's like, I thought I was going to be spitting facts, but TJ told me stuff. And I was like, maybe TJ should have sat in the middle. It doesn't, regardless, I got sent information down the line.
Yep.
So.
It's the telephone game.
Yeah. Literally, I'd be like, what did TJ say? He'd come and tell me, and then I'd say something, and then that's how movies always go with me, Mason and TJ, though.
Yep. This one, more so.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, this movie, like, unearthed a lot of, like, feelings.
There's a lot of Easter eggs in this movie.
I mean, blink and you'll miss it sometimes.
Yeah, literally. Like,
some of the stuff you called, you had to, like, it wasn't even just a whisper to me and Mason. You literally were like, that.
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh, what? God. It's gone.
I'm like, what? No. What happened? Like, I mean, I think the meat of this movie is the Easter eggs.
Yeah.
It's like kind of...
And what makes it the most fun.
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to just go through the Easter eggs because it kind of brings you through the plot. Right?
We could be here a long time.
I mean, let's go through our favorite Easter eggs,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
And start, like, beginning to end. Because they're really, like, that's, like, the fun part. Because everyone knows Mario.
Yeah.
But, like...
And even if you didn't grow up with an entertainment system... You say Mario or Super Mario Brothers, everyone thinks of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think anyways. Like
always.
Like even my friend Kelly, who was not exactly a gamer growing up
yeah.
and to this day, she knows who Mario is.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone does.
So in some way, shape, or form, I feel like someone has a tie to it.
Yeah.
Whether it be a deep connection or maybe just a brief connection. I don't know.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, it was just such a fun movie with so many fun moments that it's like I don't even know where to begin.
I know.
Because,
I know.
Yeah, it...
So, I'll start off with my favorite.
Sure.
Or my first Easter egg that I... Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't know this. Mason pointed out in the theater. In the very beginning of the movie, there is a scene where the brothers... have a commercial, which is one Easter egg that's not like one of my favorites, is they're wearing the capes in their
yeah.
commercial. But my favorite part, or like one part that I got pointed out to me, was there's an old Italian man there, and he does the Mario jump, and he says, "It's a great."
Yeah.
And
woohoo!
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah. That's what he goes, woohoo! And Mason leaned over to TJ and was like, that's Mario.
And I didn't know that.
And I heard, and then later on, I actually Googled Martin Millet, I think is his name.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's Martin Millet, but I Googled him and to see like how much he was in the movie. He actually voices the dad, Mario and Luigi's dad as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the voice.
I thought of it was
dad.
Two different people. That's cool though.
No, he voices his both. So that was a really cool Easter egg to have the original voice of Mario in there.
Yeah, well, cause so. Yes, very cool. I know when Chris Pratt was announced as Mario, there was a pretty significant backlash.
Yeah.
because the obviously the voice actor for Mario is still alive. Like, why wouldn't you get, you know, when you see the movie, you get it.
He did really well.
I thought he did such a good... To me, it didn't sound like Chris Pratt.
You could... No. And by the way, Charlie Day as Luigi, phenomenal.
Oh my gosh. I love Charlie Day to begin with. Just because he has such a unique, weird voice. But in a good way. Like he has one of those voices where you hear it, you're like, that's
Charlie Day.
That's Charlie Day, you know?
Honestly, yeah, let's talk about that. All of the voice casting was pretty spot on.
Yeah.
I was actually like, Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach was like people were like, oh, it could go either way. She did great.
She did great. I wouldn't say she was like probably the most memorable.
No.
Like if I wasn't told it was Anya Taylor-Joy, I would not have known it was her. No. I love her, but. Yeah.
Jack Black as Bowser.
Oh my God.
Pulled it right the fuck off.
So Jack Black, for me, he's either funny or he's not.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think he's a little obnoxious, but there's other times I'm like, that dude is freaking,
I love him.
Like, genius. He did such a good job as Bowser. Like, I cannot see anyone else doing his voice.
It was fantastic. He did a great job. Just... it was just, I mean, there's just like, there's almost parts of him being Bowser that I don't want to ruin for you guys, because, like, you should just watch him be Bowser.
Oh, absolutely.
But, like...
What he does, I think, for Bowser is... Bowser's, like, always the butt of the joke, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's supposed to be intimidating and, like,
Yeah.
Which he is. But at the same time, he is also, like, the butt of the joke.
Yeah, he's a doofus.
He is, and Jack Black just does that so well, where, yeah, he's a little freaky, a little creepy, but then he's also just so dumb and so funny.
Yeah, and he just doesn't get it.
No.
Bowser just doesn't get it.
No.
Why doesn't Peach love me? I can't understand. I
got her the star.
Like, you have to love somebody who does that for
right.
you.
Right. I got that for you.
Like, you idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was great. Even Keegan-Michael Key is Toad.
I didn't know it was him.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
He did such a good job, though.
That man always pops up in, like, just the most random things.
I loved him as Toad. And I could not place who it was. So I had to Google it halfway through the movie. Because I thought it sounded like Charlie Day for a bit. So I thought he voiced both.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I was like...
No, it was Keegan... I love that Jordan Peele is making scary movies and Keegan-Michael Key just keeps voicing cartoon characters.
Or, like, doing kids' movies.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Mind you, one is a little bit less niche than the other and has a lot more success rate, but that's a different podcast. And you'll never know what is what. I will never clarify.
Never.
Nope.
Plus.
Okay.
Get out! What's another one of his?
I think that's the three movies he's made, isn't it? I thought he's only made three, but maybe he's made
four. Oh, I was thinking of Candyman, but he was executive producer. He didn't direct it.
He didn't.
He wanted to direct it, but I think he was busy with a different movie at the time.
I liked Candyman.
I did too. I actually like it better than the original, which I know would probably alienate some people, but I liked it because it actually gave him an origin story.
Yeah.
And it actually tied in very well
with the original. Yes.
Which was a... I was not expecting.
It was very good. I really liked that one. I watched it this whole meme. It was part of my binge.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to talk about Candyman.
Sorry,
okay.
We got to Keegan-Michael Key as Toad. And then we also have Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong, which I initially hated. Like, when I first heard that he was cast as Donkey Kong, I was like, really? Like, why do we always choose him as such...
Why is he, like, the default for every animated character
every
ever?
Every buffoonery character. Like, every buffoon, like, weirdo jock character that's, like, kind of a dirtball, but, like, not... He's always the go-to.
Which is, like, who he plays, like, in other movies, too?
Yeah, he's always the go-to, and I was like... when I heard, I was just like, this can't be good. This movie's gonna fail. He did actually really good.
I actually didn't know it was him until he laughed. And then I was like, yep, that's him.
Yeah.
Because he got that, you know?
He did really well.
He did. He did a great job. He did a great job as Donkey Kong. And I didn't think Donkey Kong was going to be in the movie that much. He was actually in it quite a bit.
And they it portrayed the weird frenemy relationship they have really well.
Yes, like Thor and Hulk.
Yeah.
You know, like just like two very opposite people who come from different worlds, but they get along.
Yeah, just like randomly, but they also fight sometimes.
Yeah.
So that was a nice surprise. And mind you, nothing against Seth Rogen. He's very much like Tom Cruise in my eyes. He always plays the same character, and I'm proud of him for knowing his niche character and like getting money for it every time.
It's just not my thing.
It's just, I enjoy people who can play multifaceted roles, and he's just that one. Says the girl who watches, like, all of Marvel, by the way.
Well, you know.
I never said I wasn't a hypocrite.
Right. Look, put it this way. Everyone's a hypocrite at some point or another.
Amen,
so,
brother. Amen.
Anyone who says they're perfect, they're lying. I mean, I am close, but...
Me too.
Same, yeah.
It feels wrong to not admit to that.
I will, you know.
Yeah, you know, we are. I mean, like, if there was, like, a level of, like, not perfect, and then the ceiling was perfect, we would be, like, inches away from the light bulb.
Millimeters, really.
I mean, like, a hair.
Exactly.
Perfection is flawed.
Yeah.
But not that much for us.
I love saying that, especially people I first meet, and I'll be like, you know, it's just God's favorite. And they, like, look at you, and you're like, I'm kidding. Like, I know you don't know me that way. I don't actually think that about myself. But.
I do that all the time, too. I take it back. I'm like, I'm kidding. Who talks like that? But I do. And they always give me an eye. They're like, what?
I just do it because it sort of takes them out of that moment of, like what they were thinking about. And like, is this dude serious? Or this chick serious? And you're like, and you kind of go, am I? Or?
Yeah, it's really like dealer's choice. Like, I literally say that all the time. I'm like, I'm God's favorite. He's like, I know what it's like to be God's favorite. I say that phrase a lot. I'm like, well, you know, I know what it's like to be God's favorite. So, and people will look at me because I say it super flat like that. And right. I will keep going. I'll stare and be like, what did you just say? I'm like, yeah, perfection was achieved. On April 22nd, 1993.
They don't know if you're kidding or if you're serious. That's the funnest part.
That's the best.
Yep.
I will die on that hill, too. I'll just sit there and watch. And in their head, people spiral because they're like, I'm not that confident. Why is she?
Right.
Why is he? And you're like, I don't know, because you're not that
It is, and it's so funny because if people, like, actually knew me, like...
I know.
It's so... the opposite of that, but
it's funny. It's really funny when you do it. For me, I'm a narcissistic bitch, so like, well, I am very confident.
So you are very confident. Where I've gotten better throughout the years.
You have. You've gotten really good.
Thank you.
You really have.
But yeah, it just
you don't say sorry for things as often either. I like it. Sorry, This podcast is about us love bombing each other. Yes. Thank you for listening to the Mario part.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. I forgot what I was gonna say. Anyways, back to Mario. Well, you know, we do love talking about ourselves. My favorite subject.
I mean, like, you know.
Looking at myself in a mirror right now.
It's like we're twins.
Yeah. Literally.
We're the same mother.
Sometimes I feel like we do.
We do.
Like, on certain situations.
I know, we really do.
I'm like, what?
I'm like, anyways. Girl.
Yep.
So we have Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. And then, beyond that, we also have a couple other people that are voice cast. We have... Shoot, Skeet. I'm blanking
Fred
out.
Something.
Fred as, Armisen.
Yes, as yes. Cranky. I didn't know it was
as
him.
As Cranky Kong. Yes, Fred Armisen but from SNL fame.
When you think about it, it's such a good fit because he's so freaking weird.
He did such a good job as Cranky Kong.
He did. And Cranky's supposed to be like kind of like an older weird dude.
Yeah.
And
Fred Armisen's an older weird dude.
Like everything he's been in, he's always just the weird, like he's mysterious. And Cranky's like supposed to be like that, you know? Great job, though.
No, he did a great job. I think that's it, right? For the big ones? So we have Kong, we have Peach, we have Mario and Luigi we named off, we have Toad we named off, we have Bowser.
That's really it.
That's really the big names. Yeah. The other ones are like voice actors, and that's not to belittle them. They're just not super famous.
No, we just don't. We don't know enough about them.
So, yeah, there's just like so much in this movie that if I could really like, we could really just talk about it for like 5 hours probably.
It's honestly a movie that I think you'd have to watch 2 or 3 times, possibly even frame by frame, to catch everything.
I would have to have a guide. I would have to have a guide on my phone and be pausing right before and like announce it. Like be like, if we're in a group, and be like, hey, Easter eggs coming up. But I've read that there's over like 300 Easter eggs in this movie.
Well, what? So I don't know when Nintendo launched, but I know Nintendo, the company has been around for a long time. Yeah. But the Nintendo Entertainment System launched sometime in the 80s. It's before I was born, though. Okay. I want to say like 84.
Okay.
Anyways, there's almost 40 years of Mario history. Many, many games, many, many references. And I want to say there's probably at least one thing from each game. Yeah. In the movie. In some way, shape, or form. Whether it be in the background or briefly mentioned. There's something in there for everyone.
And it makes you... It's not like... Sometimes you see movies and there's Easter eggs and whatever. But these ones make you go, oh my God.
I forgot about that.
Like,
you know?
Specifically when... Just to jump a little bit. Bowser's playing piano and his... what's the magician Koopa called? Merlin?
No. Ugh. I can never remember.
It's the creepy fucking one.
Yeah.
With the giant ass glasses. You know.
And the wand. And yeah, in the game, magic. He sends out magic and little fucker always hits
you. Yeah. You know him. I just forgot his name. Not just you, I mean the audience. You guys know him.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're talking and all of a sudden he plays dun, 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 dun. Wait, what song was it? What song was he playing?
Oh, it was the, when you go into Bowser's castle.
Yeah, but what's the song? Yes, that's it. So they start playing that on Bowser's giant ass grand piano. And they're talking, they're like talking about their plan and whatever. And they start playing it and I could not tell you that song when you like off the street if you were like, tell me Bowser's castle song.
Yeah.
I would be like, who is what?
I could do that.
I'd be like, what is that? But when they started doing it, it was like, oh.
Light bulb.
I was like, oh my God, I remember. Uh-huh. I remember that.
Yeah.
Like stuff like.
Lots of moments like that, though.
Yeah.
I will say one of my favorite moments. Well, first, let me give a little background before I say my favorite moment. So I grew up with Mario and all that. My very first system was Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo. So a little bit after Nintendo came out. It was before my time. So I played, you know, Super Mario World, Super Mario World 2, 3. I think there was even a Yoshi game at the time, Yoshi's World or something. Anyways, but my first, like, real experience with Mario was the Nintendo Super Mario 64. Mm-hmm. It was like and I still to this day remember it so vividly. It was my first 3D game, and I remember just thinking like this was the epitome of gaming.
In a sense it kind of was, right?
At the time, yes, yeah. It was. And even to this day, like I feel like it still holds up very well. Even though it's old.
All of Nintendo's old games hold weight.
Yes. Even the original Nintendo, Super Mario Brothers game.
Yeah.
So, Super Mario 64 was like my first real tie and connection to Mario. And I remember in the game, to defeat Bowser, you had to run around him and then grab his tail.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's more toward the end.
Still go. We don't need to go in order.
Well, so there's two from this one. Okay. You had to run around, grab his tail, and then throw him off the ledge.
Yeah.
And I remember watching this movie, and I'm like, if they don't grab his tail and throw him, spoiler, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm like, what has this all been about?
Yeah.
And they do it.
They do it.
They run around, they grab him by the tail, him and Luigi, I believe, do.
Yeah.
And they spin him around. It's very quick, and they throw him to kind of knock him down a peg. So that wasn't the favorite moment I was going for, but that's kind of what it morphed into. My first moment, though, in the movie, that was my favorite part, was from Mario 64. There's a part where it's at the very beginning of the game where the cameraman is zooming over Peach's castle, and you see the Peach, like, Princess Peach.
Stained glass?
Yeah, stained glass. And she's, you know, like,
yeah,
not praying, but she's, like, got a flower, yeah, and looking up. And I just remember thinking when I saw that in the game, it was so cool. And they had it in the movie.
Yeah.
And it was a direct reference to Super Mario 64.
Yep.
And I just thought, I'm like, that's cool for me.
Yeah.
Because that's what I remember the most from Mario. And I'm sure there's other things in the movie that have that same effect on people too. But it's probably different for everyone.
Yeah, everyone's, you know, different.
But yeah, so that was two of my favorite moments.
This isn't like one part of the movie. It's all throughout. All throughout the movie, they're like running as if it's the game. Like, they'll run, like, yeah, they'll go over obstacles. And when they start it, they do it in the very beginning in Brooklyn, which is a direct reference to a game where they're in the city.
Yeah,
I forget which one. I know it's one I played though.
I don't know which one, but I do know it's in it. I just don't know which one.
Yeah, I don't remember which one. So they it's a direct reference to one of the games. They do that a lot, where when they're running, it's like the game where you're running the course and, like, you're trying to dodge shit and whatever.
And it's like a scrolling screen.
Yeah, it's not. It's like this game, the scrolling screen game.
Yeah,
like, it's not. Like, yeah, it was very cool. They do it multiple times. They also, every time there's a fight scene, it's in the vein of Super Smash Bros.
So yes.
Except for Donkey Kong, where they revert to the barrel rolls.
Yes. So, like, you don't think it works, but it works very naturally in the movie.
It was so cohesive that it almost, if you don't know, then you miss.
Right. Exactly. Like, if my friend Kelly, who is, you know, didn't grow up playing, like,
no,
the Mario games, like, she probably wouldn't get that.
No.
But because we did grow up with them, we get it. But also at the same time, if you haven't played the games, you still enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know?
One part that was, like, big for me is when they're in the Mushroom Kingdom, Bowser's, like, gonna attack or whatever, and they bring out, like, this map of all of the kingdoms.
Yeah.
And that's a direct reference to, I'm pretty sure it's GameCube. When you open up Mario, something. It's one of the games, one of the systems where you open up a Mario game and it, like, literally...
Yeah, it has the map.
Map up. And it might not be a direct reference, but it probably is every game. But I just remember being a kid and opening up that, like, thing and having finished the levels in the Mushroom Kingdom and having to move on to the next island.
Yeah, the next island, yeah.
And I saw it and just, I was like, oh my God.
Just like the
game.
I was like,
that's just like the game.
Yes.
I couldn't even tell you how I would have done that, but they did it so well.
They did. They did it so well. And I really loved how they incorporated Donkey Kong.
So
Kong cool. Island.
Kong Island.
Which really is not tied to the games.
No.
I mean, so, like, in the Nintendo world, in some way, shape, or form, it's all connected.
Yeah.
How, we don't know. No. But it just is, because it's Nintendo, right?
They've never ever, like, expanded on it.
Well, they've never explained the timeline or anything.
And
but
they didn't really have to.
No, because it's...
It's a game.
But, yeah, it's just so cool. Little things like that, where it's just very cool.
Same with, like, getting Baby Peach and Baby Mario and Luigi.
Yeah!
Like, I was just like, there are just some stuff that I was like, they just won't be able to include that.
Yeah.
And they did. We got glimpses of Baby Peach, we got glimpses of Baby Mario and Baby Luigi.
Yup. And they were so cute.
And they were so cute.
Especially Princess Peach. It was just
so
little.
She was so cute. She got the big Disney eyes.
Yes. So cute.
And,
yeah. I told Celine and Mason, I said, I had a smile on my mouth actually hurt because I had a smile on my face the whole movie.
My cheeks hurt.
Yeah.
I was like, I was smiling the whole time and my eyes were super wide the whole time. I didn't want to blink.
And, like, there were things that we laughed at that we thought were funny. There were things other people laughed at that they thought were funny.
Which was the greatest part, I think.
Right, because, like, there's things we got, but maybe there's things that maybe an older generation got that I didn't necessarily get.
It was crazy. Because if you think about it, this is one of the few things in, like, in the world that ties together almost 6 different generations.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, there's something in it for everyone.
So, like, if you played the old Mario games when you were in high school in the mid to late 80s, and you're going to see this, and you're, like, you know, have grandkids or whatever now, because you were a teenager then.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy.
I get why the movie is doing well.
Yes, I agree. I'm glad it's doing well.
I am too.
I'm really glad.
I am too. I will admit, I was a little worried. Mm-hmm. Because how do you make Mario into a movie?
What plot do you give?
Right. And they give you one.
A great one.
It makes sense, but it doesn't.
And also, it gives you... Bowser is a hateable villain. You don't even, like... We talked about Marvel a while back. In Marvel, how they make the villain super relatable.
Yeah.
Bowser is not at all relatable. No. He's crazy. He thinks Peach should love him because he got the fucking superstar.
Right.
That's nuts. You're insane. She owes you nothing. It's literally manhood 101.
Yes. Literally.
Like, I'm like, oh my god.
Yep, okay. I got you this. Now you got to give me something.
You have to marry me.
Yes.
Or I will hurt somebody. Yes. I was like, damn, okay.
I will literally kill the whole world
to be with you. If you don't marry me.
Yes.
And I was like, damn, even Nintendo did it better.
Yes, they did. So, I will say, one of my favorite parts, and this is not even tied to the games, because in the games, Mario loves mushrooms.
Yeah.
In the movie, Mario has a very extreme dislike for mushrooms.
It's so funny.
And honestly...
Same.
I can relate.
Same. I hate mushrooms.
I think... I can't even say I get why people like them. Because they literally grow from, like,
shit.
Rot.
Yeah.
And...
Also, you might die if you eat the wrong one.
Right. Like, back in the day, like, people would be trying mushrooms, like, oh, well, Steve's dead.
Like, that's, like, a really strange way to play Russian roulette.
Right. You know?
Wow, Jimmy just died, but he ate that purple mushroom, so let's put that down.
Right. So that... Nope.
No purple mushrooms from now
Do
on.
Not
but
eat.
But Kathy is saying that she can fly.
She's tripping.
Literally, she tripped and fell off of the roof.
Yeah.
She's fine. But she said she could fly.
Yeah. But that's this one tastes good with a nice red wine.
And a steak.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It's like they made it up. It feels like a cause. Mushrooms feel like a joke.
Literally. Like someone, a creator of some sort, was just like, I want to fuck with them.
Like... Okay, I'll be God and you just be an angel, okay?
Okay. I mean, naturally, yes, that is how it would work, so.
I think I'm gonna make fungus.
But you know what we should do with that fungus? Mix
what?
Things up a bit.
What?
I think we should make some of them that are delicious for some people, but then, you know, they kill some of the others. Ooh. You know, fuck around and find out. And that
diabolical.
Is what an angel would say.
Mm-hmm. Michael.
Thank you. God.
Michael's the only angel that came to mind. And that's from
the John Travolta
from...
movie? Michael. oh wait, God. No, who was the guy from Supernatural?
That was Michael too.
Cass was...
Michael was one of them. Castiel. Oh. I should have
Castiel,
said
Castiel, yes.
Thank you, Castiel.
Ezekiel, was that one too? Was that an angel? I don't know.
Ezekiel is an angel. Gabriel is an angel. Michael is an angel.
See,
they all
know a whole
bunch.
Yeah.
Asriel is an angel, but he becomes...
I mean, doesn't
demon.
He, like, yeah, doesn't he become a demon?
Anyway, yeah. And then God would go, yes, I love it when we population control.
And you know that meme where, like, the guy's sprinkling salt?
Yes.
That's what he did with mushrooms. He just went, boop.
Let's
and sprinkled that shit, literally.
Ground.
And went, have at
let's
it.
Let's make some that grow out of poop.
Yes.
And have people eat them.
Yes. And oh, we're high. Cooking with gas now. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
But we can't give them fire. That's just a big no-no.
No, they need to learn that one on their own.
Yeah. Pfft, bad.
We don't help them. We ruin things.
Anyways.
It's called character building.
Yes.
It's, sorry.
Natural selection.
Darwinism, bitch. Yep. I created that too.
Yep.
So, yeah, he hates mushrooms.
Which is, like, so funny to me. Because, again, I can relate. I do not like mushrooms. So. Yeah. And he...
Neither of us three like mushrooms.
No.
It's funny. Because, like, there is usually in one, like small group of friends that likes mushrooms. One person.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the three of us, none of us... Like, nobody could give our mushrooms to the other person, is what I'm trying to say. We would just all collectively throw out the mushrooms.
Like, if it has mushrooms on it, I won't eat it. I won't even pick them off, because I just...
If it's even in the, like, sauce and you tell me it is, you're like, oh, it's cream of mushroom sauce. I'm like, oh, that's not going to be for me anymore.
Yeah.
So don't tell me.
Yeah. Exactly. If you don't tell me, then I'll be none the wiser.
Don't tell me.
Now, if I come across a T-shaped looking gross vegetable, then we're going to have issues. But, you know.
So I get his hate.
I do, too. And it's hilarious because they play on it quite a bit in the movie.
It's so funny. There's a training scene where we learn about the power-ups.
Yeah. And a great way that they did that, too.
Yes. Yes. But, yeah. Such a good way. That's how we learn about power-ups and the mushroom making you bigger. And later on, we learned about the mushroom making you smaller. And he ate so... Because he was training so much, he ate so many mushrooms that there's a scene where he's throwing up and getting smaller because he's vomiting out the mushroom that makes him bigger.
Yep. Yep.
It was great.
So funny. One of the other things that I really liked, which, again, was a deviation from the games, but it worked very well, is in the games, they always... portray Peach as the damsel in distress.
Yeah.
And that Mario, she needs a man to come save her. Yes, they do that in the movie, but they give her a pretty cool origin, I guess. Not origin,
she's
but
also
like
not a damsel.
No.
Most of the time when she is a damsel, there's a backup plan for her in her head.
Right. So like at the moment we meet Peach, she has Mario do, like, an obstacle course, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you're thinking, like, oh, he has to do this because she can't. Oh, no.
No.
She does this and freaking beats his ass. She does it better than he does.
100%.
Which I love.
It was great. It was a great moment to give Peach some power.
Right, because in more recent games, they have given Peach a little more than just the damsel in distress.
Yeah.
And I love that they
did that this time.
That they gave that to her in the movies as well, because I mean, that bitch has been kidnapped like how many times? She'd have to be tough.
I know, she's got trauma.
Look, Mario, I get it. She's hot. She's a hot piece of ass. Is it worth it though? I mean, how good is it?
Could you get it somewhere else?
Right. Like, I'm sorry. After, like, the second, third time, like, girl, you're on your own.
Like, babe, should we get married for all of the picking up after you I do?
Right. Their taxes have to be astronomical.
Do you think they file joint or...
That's such grown-up things to talk about.
I'm just wondering, she's constantly getting kidnapped.
Does she claim the toads as dependents, or...
Like, what do we do?
Anyways. A very cool moment, though, for Princess Peach. I love that they did that. Again, I'm all about female empowerment and portraying women in a strong way.
Anya Taylor-Joy is great for that because she played Magic in The New Mutants and she did really well.
That's true. I wish they'd bring her back.
It's
almost time for me to go to bed. That's what that sound was.
Mine does that too.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Yep. It must be 9:45, which means it's time to wind down.
Do you have the little penguin guy?
No, mine's just on my phone. Mine, it says right there, bedtime reminder. Your bedtime is set for 10:30. Wind down is starting soon. Yeah.
Mine is...
Do I actually go to bed at 10:30? No.
You're you're better at it than mine. Mine is set at 9 p.m. And I'm like, when have I ever fallen gone to bed at 9 p.m.? I literally snooze it for, like, the next hour.
10:30 is when I go and lay down and read for, like, an hour, hour and a half. If it's a good book. If it's okay, then I usually go to bed a little earlier. But
sometimes, though, like, I'm like, I pick a good book to, like, wind down with, and then I can't fall asleep.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, Agatha Christie, when we read that.
The Affair one?
Yeah, the Christie Affair. I fell asleep every time because it was so boring.
That's what I mean. Like, sometimes if it's a good book, I want to stay up and read. Yeah, that's cool. If it's one where I'm like, oh my God, just...
Yeah, literally, I'm like, I'm so tired. My eyes are cross-eyed from trying to read this chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I am.
So, another thing that was really, really cool that was something that we all kind of, like, gasped. Not gasped. I always make it sound like we're, like, in the theater just, like, yelling. And we're just screaming.
I mean, sometimes we might be.
God! Sorry. So there is a, this is kind of a spoiler alert, but TJ said something. There is something you're looking for as a Mario fan. Each person's looking for something different, obviously.
Yeah.
Mine was the hands that Luigi and Mario have when they're going really fast.
Oh!
With their hands out. And the way you feel about the tail is how I felt about that, them together doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, if they don't do that, then, like, I'm kind of, my feelings are hurt. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like there was no point, because that's, like, such a big part to me that
I think
happens.
That was Super Mario World, either the first, second, maybe even the third one. I don't know. One of those.
I don't remember.
Where they do the hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did it, and they did it together, and it was, like, we all literally went,
yeah.
We're like, oh, my God.
Because, again, it's such a... It's such a thing that if you didn't know about it, yeah, it's kind of weird. But because you know about it's so cool. You're like, oh my God, they did the thing.
There is one thing I want to talk about the end for sure. Okay.
So yeah.
Don't let me forget. That was very exciting when they did that. I was so
And they
excited.
Did it together.
No, I was like, yes. It's crazy because they really did play on how, slow Luigi is, but how much he can jump compared to Mario, and how fast Mario is, but how little he can jump compared to Luigi. And they didn't really say it, but they showed it in their moments, you know?
Because Luigi has always been faster, but...
No, Luigi's slower. And he can jump high. Mario's faster, but he can't jump high.
Oh, you're right. Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're right.
Okay. Sorry.
No, you're right. I was getting confused. Yes.
Okay. Continue.
I don't remember.
Oh.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, without outwardly saying it,
they showed
it.
Yes.
They showed it because Luigi would be behind. He'd be carrying, which, by the way, is not fair that he had to carry that bag of tools all the time.
Because he never did in the games.
No.
But they also didn't, like... Sorry, I just cracked my toes and it was really loud.
That was satisfying.
Yeah. I can crack my ankles, too. That doesn't always work. Hold on. That wasn't it. Oh, no, they're not tired. Oh, there's one.
That was ASMR.
Oh, that was a good one.
Trigger warning.
Yep, I can do that all the time.
I can, like, crack my fingers usually. Once in a while, I'll do it, like, on command where I'm like, I'm going to beat you the fuck.
Oh, I can sometimes do it where I go like this and it didn't do it right now, but.
Can't do that one.
No. Yeah. Sometimes I'll do it and I'll go. Yeah. Anyways, yes, you're right. They don't, like tell you, but they show you that, you know, Luigi can jump higher, but he's just...
A little bit slower.
A step or two behind.
Yeah. There's just, like, there's so much to... I could do two podcasts about this.
Literally.
I mean, if it wasn't, like, 10, I would probably be like,
yeah,
let's do 12 million.
I will say I did love the Mario Kart reference and how they incorporated it into the movie.
Oh my gosh, such a big part. We didn't talk about it.
Because there's so much to talk about.
So, oh my God, that was... I just got, like, goosebumps in the feels just like you saying that right now. Because when they are in the Kong Kingdom and they're like, we need cars. And they go. And you guys, when I tell you that the emotions it evoked in me... they go to create their car.
Just like in the game.
Just like the game.
And you have to hit the A button to confirm your choice.
Yes.
It was so cool.
And then they get their cars and that just hold, or bikes, not
mm-hmm.
judge. You
know, or four-wheelers.
Or four-wheeler, or monster trucks.
Yeah. Toad.
Toad. By the way, I don't know if I've ever said this on a platform. Toad and Yoshi are my favorite Mario characters of all time. And they're the two I switch between when I play Mario Kart or even Super Smash Bros. Or, like, whatever. I usually pick... Actually, Toad is not who I pick for Super Smash Bros. I don't think he's even a character in that.
No. I think he's a...
Yoshi is.
He's, like, a side character. Yeah. Like, you can summon... Not yeah. summon him, but you can, like... He assists yeah. you with moves yeah. sometimes.
But Yoshi is a character in Super yeah. Smash Bros. And that's who I usually pick. But, so, having Toad and having, like, a... And I know... They're all toads, but like there's yeah. the one red
toad. The brave toad.
The brave toad.
Yeah.
And I love him, and he was so great, and I just loved his swagger and like his...
So funny.
Just, he was just like, what?
Oh my god, the part where he like flipped his frying pan and you thought he was going to beat some ass.
He's like, what are we cooking?
And he like starts cutting just up ingredients.
Food. Yeah. Which I was like, you're genius. Was, your mother taught you right.
It was... Mason did his, like, his laugh. His, you know, yeah, that laugh that
yeah,
he does?
His real laugh.
Oh, my God. That made me laugh because yeah. he laughed. It
Mason's real laugh always gets me.
Because he doesn't do very often. No. You know, so when he does, it, like, throws you off.
Because you know what it is? It's... He doesn't, like, innately want to laugh, and then it'll come out and it sounds like a bubble. It'll be like, yeah, you do it really well.
Yeah.
And you're like, ha. It gets my mom every time. My mom will start cackling.
Because he doesn't do it very often. But, yeah, it was so funny, and just the carts. I mean, they literally had, I think, every single design from...
They did, and it was insane to try and, like, piece through each...
Yeah, because there were so many.
I was like, oh my god.
And, like, you think, how are they going to incorporate Mario Kart into a Mario movie? Because it's like, that's like its own little thing.
Yeah.
But it works so well. And it's one of the more exciting parts of the movie.
And you guys, when I tell you, you wonder, how are they going to put Rainbow Road in this movie? What are they going to do? And when those motherfuckers get on Rainbow Road, when I tell you the entire theater gasped. Because everyone is at some stage has played Mario.
Gasped Kart. And started laughing.
We're all like, oh my god! There were so many people I heard say, oh my god! Rainbow Road! And I was just like, I felt like I was in some wicked bliss. I was like...
Do you know why everyone said that? Because we all have PTSD. From that Rainbow track!
Because Rainbow Road has never been kind to you.
It has never been kind, and it's always been, to this day, one of the hardest tracks.
It's like, no matter what iteration it is, they still make it hard.
Yes. I don't think it probably didn't initially mean to be that way.
But now it's a joke.
But now it's like...
Just like the glitch is a joke.
Right. And they even... Oh my god, you guys. They even do the Rainbow Road cheat
in the
movie where you go off...
The original glitch that they couldn't patch because there was no patching back then.
Right. You went off and you went to the bridge... The
bottom half of the course.
Yeah. And you basically got ahead and it was a way of cheating. They even did it in the movie. It was like, oh my god, that's just like in the game.
Which is funny because now every game ever since that mistake, I guess, yeah. has a way of in Rainbow Road of skipping parts of the course.
Yep.
You just have to find it. So it's funny that they included that too.
Yeah. It just, I mean,
we could go on and on.
Literally, you could go on and on. But I mean, Mushroom Kingdom, Mario Kart, Donkey Kong,
Bowser. They even had Dry Bones. I forgot to mention that. And Shy Guy.
Which, by the way, I mean, even in the games, I've always thought they were kind of scary. It was, like, kind of scary in the movie.
And they made their weird, like, fucking grudge noise.
Although, it was creepy when the one talked, because they don't normally talk.
Yeah.
But.
That one had a different mask. I wonder what character he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
We even got, Bullet Bill, but... Mason found out that there are different levels of Bullet Bill. This one was the bullet. So, in Mario Kart, the bullet that you ride is actually Banzai Bill.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So, we even got a Banzai Bill reference.
Was that The big one?
That's the big one. Yeah. And that's what you ride in Mario Kart. Did you know that? I always thought it was Bullet Bill.
I didn't know they had different names.
I didn't either. Mason really unlocked
it. Wasn't there the Kamikaze Bill, too?
The King Bill?
Yeah.
Bullet King? I don't know. There was a bunch of names.
I don't know. Oh! King Bob from Super Mario 64, is in it.
And King Boo.
King Boo, who is also in Super Mario 64, but also a main villain in Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
Terrifying game, by the way.
It was a creepy game.
The first one, especially. Yeah, like, I remember, for a kid's game, it's kind of creepy. Yeah, I mean, literally, we could... There's so many moments you're like, oh, that's right. And
I know. And if we had all the time in the world, we would, but we have work tomorrow.
Yes.
And we have to pay and fund this podcast somehow.
Yes. So before we wrap up and do our normal three questions, major spoilers for what we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. Because it is.
Yes.
So there's two end credit scenes.
This is what I wanted to talk about.
There's two end credit scenes. The first one is funny. It has to do with Bowser. I'm not going to spoil it because it's a funny part in the movie. Yeah. That one's not really a spoiler.
Yeah.
But the last one, and you have to wait all the way till the end, just like a good old Marvel movie.
Yes.
And wait for it. What happens?
You know how I said my favorite characters are Toad and Yoshi? We didn't get a Yoshi this whole movie.
Mm-mm.
And I was, like, kind of hurt.
Yeah, because he's a pretty big character.
He's a pretty popular character.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no. Like, that's a bummer. We saw a Yoshi egg. And
at the beginning, yeah, there were Yoshi eggs. At the wedding,
there was a Yoshi egg, too, that was given as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
At the very end, they pan to a scene at, like, it looks like a sewer in Brooklyn. And there is, right there, a Yoshi egg cracking.
Mm-hmm. You see it crack, and then crack again.
And then you hear Yoshi.
And before it even, you see, even before you see Yoshi, it goes black, and you hear
Yoshi.
Yoshi. Oh my gosh, Yoshi. I was just Yoshi. Like, oh my God, I'm like, it's Yoshi.
I was beside myself. I was like, they gave him to us.
So here is what would have been a bummer with that. If the movie wouldn't have done well.
And they did that.
Like, we would have just been left on that cliffhanger. Do I think they're inevitably going to make another one?
Now they are.
100%.
I even heard rumors that they've already, like, had the cast signed back on.
And I didn't even get to talk about that because I really wanted to. I'm just going to mention it. I hope this is the beginning of a Nintendo Cinematic Universe.
I know. We need to touch on that. We do. Maybe we talk about this again later.
Maybe. But anyways, we're almost out of time.
Our three questions.
Yes.
Would you see this on a Friday?
Yeah.
I almost wish we did.
I think we were going to, but the tickets were really expensive. It was like $21,
I
think.
They were so expensive on Tuesday, too.
Yeah.
Randomly.
So, yes, I would have, but at a reasonable price.
Yeah.
Not $20, sorry.
Same. If it would have been,
because,
like,
I can buy the movie when it comes out for that for that price.
And without knowing how good it's going to be, it's just like a gamble, and it really is a gamble, like, literally, with your money. So, yeah.
The next one, would you go on a Friday?
I would.
Probably same.
Yeah, I would. What was your rating on this one?
I gave it an 8 out of 10.
I did too.
Did you?
I did too. I wrote it down in my notes so that I remembered. I was like, 8 out of 10. Because TJ goes on IMDb and rates everything. And later on, I just, like, decide. But this one I wrote down because I didn't want to come up with it on the fly.
So I do IMDb and I do TV time. Because you can rate TV shows and movies. Mm-hmm. And that way I keep track of how much time I've wasted in my life. I've wasted 19 months and, like, or 19 years and, like, 6 months or whatever. No, not 19. Sorry.
I was like, what?
I don't know. It gives you, like, how much time you accumulate.
If I had
time
to go through and do all of that.
Yeah. Would you watch it again?
Absolutely.
And you almost have to.
And again and again and again.
You almost have to because there's so much that you can see.
I almost want to watch it again now.
Yeah. Right? Very good movie. And it's not just for kids.
No.
Don't listen to the critics. Listen to the audience score. I always listen to the audience score.
I always listen to audience too. Customer knows best.
So, all right, we have 30 seconds left. Okay. So, anything else? Quickly?
No.
Maybe. All right.
Just kidding. That's all you got.
That's all I got, bitch. I'm just kidding.
It's okay. It's okay.
Lala.
Lala. All right. All right. Oh, we gotta go.
TJ and Celine.
Oh, out. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, 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 bye,